Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, Susie, we've talked about this a lot, but Aaron and I, you know, about 3 years into our marriage, I thought we were done. She was mad at me. I was mad at her. We were both hurt. We were frustrated. Our hearts had really closed, and I didn't have a lot of hope. And yet, I tried to do everything within my power to fix that, to change that, to make that better, and it was not working. And I remember thinking, well, God, did I miss some sign? Maybe this is not who you wanted me to marry. You know, maybe there's something wrong with her. I mean, I had a list, trust me. You know, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there's something wrong with our marriage. I didn't know what to make of it. And the lesson for me in that time was that it was not going to be because of my efforts. It was going to be because of what God was going to do and what He did in our marriage. Now we've just celebrated 22 years. So
congratulations! He has put a new song in your heart, hasn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I know that I waited patiently on the Lord doesn't mean then we just sit around and passively. And I think there's the surrender. You know, you think of that television show, some war show, to where, you know, the commander is surrendering. It's just putting up my hands, I surrender, and just sitting back. I don't think that's at all what he means here. I think what he's meaning is that there's an active choosing of releasing, of giving up, handing over to God and say, not my will, but your will. Lord, you take this. I can't do this anymore. I haven't been able to figure it out. It's not going to be because of my efforts. It's going to be because of what you do.
And with that comes an expectancy too, doesn't it? You roll it over
it
and
does.
Then you seek after God and have an expectancy that it's going to change because of how you're seeking Him in this, you know?
Yeah, seriously. So I think that at some point we have to shift from relying on our own efforts into really letting God do these things. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that was not easy, but that I really love how this starts off by really being clear. That now it's not surrender in the stance of putting our hands up. It's surrendering with that expectation of here's what God's going to do. Does that make sense?
That really does. And it's got to be so hopeful for that person listening today who's feeling like there's no song. And I've heard, and I maybe you even said this, that usually around year two, people can start, like the honeymoon sense wears off and people start to wonder, did I make a mistake here? Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.